Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk, Real Talk. My name is Faiza Ramouni of Expired and Fabulous, and I am a relationship strategist who is here to help get you right, get them right, and get it right. The it, of course, is L-O-V-E. That is love, you stupid, you know? Now, for those of you who don't know, every Tuesday on Girl Talk, Real Talk, I take your relationship questions, which could be about any type of relationship. I'm talking about an intimate relationship or one with your family, with friends, with work, with yourself. And I give you my 2 cents based off 11 years of relationship advice experience. Now, I feel like I'm in a very unique position to be able to offer that, considering that, you know, I've been doing this for 11 years now, professionally for 2 years, and for the 9 years that I had been helping people, which is a whole story in itself. As I said, I really need to make a video about this, either, like I said, a podcast episode or a YouTube video, talking about my journey. I, as I said, for 9 years, did it for free. Really just for free, maybe for a cup of coffee or anything. I just wanted to help. And I found myself in a position where so many people would share their stories with me and share their vulnerabilities and issues that listening turned to learning and then learning turned to sharing, sharing with others and then learning myself too, because there's many things that I'm still growing on too, which is, I think I said that in my first podcast episode, that I learn about myself as much and about relationships with all of you too. So we're all here to grow together, but it's very important to share what I currently do know with all of you in the hopes that I can help you avoid some of the potholes that I myself have gone through or many other people have experienced, because this is how we grow. Okay, stupid? Now, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The question is from a penguin who is struggling with her boyfriend and social media. All right. Question is, hey, Faiza. So my boyfriend of 4 months has been liking other random girls' pics on social, and I'm feeling some type of way about it. When I approached him, he told me to get more confidence and that it's not a big deal. Am I making a big deal out of nothing, or do I have a reason to feel this way? Give me the hard truth, please. Now, I want to start by saying that what you're feeling matters, all right? It's absolutely wrong for your partner to ever dismiss or demean how you're feeling, even if it doesn't necessarily make any sense to them. It's important to always just at least be open enough to listen to what your partner is feeling, because it's about the simple principle of respecting your partner enough to listen to them. So I feel like that's where I want to start. I want to start by just letting you know that what you're feeling is valid and what you're feeling is understood and a concern a lot of people have. So you're not in a unique position. You're not alone. I mean, except with your partner, you're clearly alone in that relationship, but we're going to get to that. We're going to get there. Okay, stupid, you know? Now, I feel like that's actually the best place to start, because the root of every relationship stands respect, right? No relationship can thrive, whether it be an intimate relationship with family, with friends, at work. No relationship can thrive without respect. But somehow, there seems to be this misconception shared by a lot of guys that think that they get some sort of hall pass on any social media platform, because the average answers I get regarding the subject from men is normally these three things. Number one, no, it's not disrespectful because it's not like I'm gonna date a celebrity. Or two, well, if she's confident, it shouldn't be a problem. Or three, it's not a big deal. Girls have to chill. Now, considering that your boyfriend gave one of those answers that was on this list, which was about your confidence, I feel like I want to address these 3 points. Let's start with the no, because it's not like I'm going to date a celebrity, okay? This made me really see a different perspective on this subject, because I did wonder if there was a difference between, or there was a fine line between girls who were dateable and girls who were not dateable, right? So it's like, there's no chance I'm going to ever date fucking Angelina Jolie. So if I want to like her pictures, I can. That's understandable. Highly unlikely you're going to fucking be with Angelina Jolie or Scarlett Johansson, who I believe is married anyway. But you know what I mean. very unlikely chance that tomorrow your boyfriend's going to end up fucking marrying Jennifer Aniston, you know? So sure, there's an unlikeliness that that would happen. Does it make it excusable? No, it really doesn't excuse it. Because although it's unlikely that that would happen, anything can fucking happen. Let's be fucking real. Meghan Markle showed us that time and time again. Does this mean that you should get into an argument with your partner about it? No, but does it raise a level where it can be disrespectful? Yes, depending on, it's not just about a like, it's about depending on a comment left. And as I said, again, you just never know what can happen. It's very unlikely, but it does raise the question why the need to even have a reaction to it. Why not just look and move on? Which we're going to get into a little bit more in a few minutes. It still is a disrespect to the relationship and to your partner who may not even fucking look like that person, all right? And that's something a lot of women struggle with. The amount of calls I get about women feeling self-conscious about the way that they look, about their bodies or their career or where they're at in their lives because their boyfriends are liking social media influencer or celebrities pictures and videos and commenting on them and leaving emojis and all this shit. And then they start feeling like, well, I don't look like that person. I don't have that person's body. I'm not where they're at. So are you wishing you were with somebody like that? That's a very understandable thought. And I feel like guys oftentimes use the whole confidence, like get more confidence answer, to make a woman feel even more self-conscious about it. Or even worse, get all this anxiety and get so in their head about whether or not they actually have a legitimate reason to feel some type of way about this because their boyfriend is so dismissive about the entire subject. How would your boyfriend feel were the tables reversed and you started liking pictures of guys who look absolutely nothing like him? I'll tell you what would happen. He would go to the bathroom, pull out his dick, measure it with a measuring tape, and see if it has shrunk because he will not be able to believe that his girl would be so fucking bold to just go and fucking like another guy's picture and comment a whole bunch of fire emojis and, oh my God, you look good. That's what he would do. He would go to the bathroom, measure his dick, and see if it has shrunk from what it was earlier that morning prior to seeing the notification that you liked this guy's picture. Okay, Steven. Using the whole they're not dateable excuse is not a reason to disrespect your partner and your relationship. And I think that we need to start looking at social media and double tapping pictures and commenting as a disrespect. Because just because it's on a platform such as Instagram or TikTok or Twitter doesn't mean that it's not hurtful. It's no fucking different than walking down the street and seeing a girl dressed nicely and going up and tapping her twice. It's like, I would be like, what the fuck are you touching her for? And he's like, no, I just liked her sweater. Tap, tap. It's like, well, you know, you're gonna tap your dick off. That's what that fuck's about. You wanna tap that dick off? Okay, then stop. Okay, stupid. The whole dateable part to me is just, it's not valid. It's just not valid. Now, let's move on to the second one, right? Well, if she's confident, it shouldn't be a problem, right? Yet again, a deflective answer. That's a very deflective answer. Oh, well, let me just throw it on her and let her go get more confidence because if she had it, it wouldn't bother her. But if you did it to them, if you did it to your boyfriend, okay, I wonder how the fuck he would feel. Guys act like there aren't a lot of fucking sexy as fuck guys out there posting shirtless pictures, posting pictures in gray sweatpants where you could see some It's like, come on. There's a lot of shit out there that we ladies can go and double tap and double comment. And I'm not saying ladies don't do that. Let's be real. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. There's a lot of girls out there that will disrespect their relationships and do that shit too. And it's just as wrong because it's a disrespect of your relationship to tell your partner to go get some confidence when in fact you know if something like that were to happen and the roles were reversed, they would not like it, okay? let's not fucking sugarcoat this or make it something that it's not. They would not like it. They would feel very emasculated, and I guarantee your boyfriend would be feeling some type of way and wondering whether or not he still had a pair of fucking balls by the end of the night after seeing that notification of you liking some other guy's picture. He would not like it. So I think guys need to fucking ice that answer of women needing to go get more confidence, because if the roles were reversed, they also would not like it. And I have heard a great many guys vent to me about this shit too, and they always say, "Don't you think it's disrespectful? Don't you think she should have more respect for me, more respect for our relationship?" And it's like, yes, honey, I do think she should. She should have more respect for your relationship, and she should have more respect for you and what you two share, just as a guy needs to do the same thing for his woman. You know what I mean? And I feel like this is a perfect opportunity to just point out that a grown-ass man who respects his partner and his relationship isn't going to be facing these types of issues, whereas a immature guy still going through his journey and thinking through his dick is going to be going through this. So let's just keep that very real. Now, moving on to the third average comment or answer I get regarding the subject from guys is, it's not a big deal, girls have to chill. Now, there's nothing more infuriating to a woman than, once again, having a guy dismiss how she feels by saying something like, "Well, it's not that big a deal, chill." First of all, don't ever tell a girl to chill. It's like opening up a Pandora's box there, right? But secondly, it's very strange to me that, as I said, the role reversal on this seems to have a very different perspective, okay? So like when a guy comes to me with this circumstance, he almost seems to like, he is feeling deeply, deeply emasculated by this whole thing. And yet when it's the opposite way, where a guy does it to a girl, it's, "Well, it's not a big deal. You need to chill. Go get more confidence." Now, I don't know about you, honey, and all the other ladies out here, okay, but I'm fucking tired of this double standard in the first place. There's way too many double standards I'm fucking tired of. This is on that list. That's fucking bullshit, all right? I call bullshit. Everybody, okay, including you and your boyfriend, find people attractive, okay? Whether you're in a relationship or not. But even in a relationship, you do find other people attractive. But you can't simply look and move on? That's too much for you to do? Your finger really needs to be double tapping and commenting on this? Especially because you're very cognizant of what you're doing. Your boyfriend is, many other people are. When you leave a comment on somebody's picture, you want that person to see that you've left a comment, that you've shown some love for a reason, right? Either because the person's a friend or because you're hoping something could be more. You're sending a very clear message to this person who you're liking their Instagram post. You're sending a very clear message. I want the other person to see and know that I found this person's picture or their video or their ass twerking or the fucking shaking their tits or whatever. I want them to know I found this attractive. Here's my name. Know me from the inside out. The whole thing is just so disrespectful. It's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know I found this you attractive." It's literally saying, "I want you to know I found you attractive. I want you to know I found this whole, whatever you posted, this picture, this pose, the outfit, your hair, your face, whatever the fuck you're doing, I found it attractive. And I want you to know that." And don't let him try to tell you, "Well, I'm just supporting her." What the fuck are you supporting a girl twerking her ass for? You have somebody who can twerk her ass for you. If you don't like that, then get the fuck out of the relationship, sir. Because it's such a level of disrespect. I don't know any girl, okay, who wants to even be with a guy sitting around liking other girls' pictures. Not at all. You want to be the only girl in the world, like fucking Rihanna and shit. You know, you don't want your guy going out having eyes for everybody in the world. You want, "I only have eyes for you," okay? So, of course it's an issue. As I said, it's really no different than walking down the fucking street and tapping somebody and be like, "I like your outfit. I like the way your butt looks in those pants. I just want to let you know your tits look great. I just want to let you know your eyes are popping today. I just want to let you know your hair looks on fleek." It's like, sir, shut the fuck up and just mind your business. I mean, I kind of feel like everybody just needs to take the Muslim approach to this. Keep your gaze lowered, okay? I really do. Can we all just be Muslim about it? I mean, at least there would be less problems. But seriously, I mean, keep your focus on your partner. It doesn't mean you're not going to find other people attractive. Of course you are. You're going to find other women attractive. Your partner's going to find other guys attractive. It's understandable. It's normal. But you don't have to put it out there in a way that disrespects your partner. You can look and move the fuck on, like many other women do. Move the fuck on. In the immortal words of Richard Rogers, all right, walk on. Walk on. With hope in your heart, all right, sir? And you'll never walk alone. And if you do, it's probably because you were a fuckboy. So, the reality is this, okay? If I haven't driven this point home enough, it is beyond disrespectful, never mind immature, and a complete fucking turnoff to have a partner that does not know how to respect his partner by thinking he gets a hallway pass on social media because the girl's not dateable, that you need to chill, it's not a big deal. None of that is an excuse to disrespect your partner, all right? And anyone who doesn't think it's a disrespect needs to reevaluate what it means to be in a relationship. I would say to just fucking walk away, all right? Because it's been 4 months. In 4 months, you're already seeing who this person is. In 4 months, he's not respecting you. In 4 months, he's not valuing what you're saying. In 4 months, he's dismissing your relationship. In 4 months, he's dismissing your feelings. That in itself just shows me like a lot of red flags like are just flashing all over the fucking room for you right now. They really just, a lot of it's just saying, honey, run far, run wide. And well, I don't know how wide you want to run. Just run far, far away from this person. Okay. Far, far away from here. You have every right to feel some type of way about it because your partner's disrespecting you. It is a big deal. Because it's a disrespect of the relationship. Because many people seem to forget that relationships are built on the one thing that seems to be forgotten in today's day and age, which is respect. Respect. Do you remember what this is, you stupid? Okay, well. Yeah, it's disrespectful. You absolutely have a reason to be feeling some type of way about this. And you don't have to deal with it because you've only been with this person for 4 months. And they're already showing you who they are. Somebody that will not value your feelings. Somebody that will disrespect and dismiss how you're feeling. Somebody that will disrespect your relationship by liking other people's pictures on social media, commenting on them, etc. And many people will say, well, what if it's a friend or what if it's this? Of course, there are certain circumstances where, there's an exception. Like if there's a friend he's known his whole life who's like a sister to him and he wants to leave a smiley face when she leaves a motivational quote or something, I think that's fine. But when it comes down to him complimenting her, that's a problem, okay? With a big old P, all right? Because he wants the big old P, probably. So that's just to me is a big old issue. At some point in time, it's going to start eating away at you and you're not going to be able to trust this partner and you're just going to find yourself in a spiral of fuckery that you don't deserve. So if you want the hard truth, my hard truth is this. You have been in the relationship for only 4 months. This person's showing you their true colors, not respecting or valuing the relationship, dismissing your feelings, telling you to get confidence when in fact you have every valid reason to be bothered, annoyed, frustrated, uncomfortable with the situation. I would say tell him smooth sails and Godspeed, because I'd love to say to sit down and have a adult conversation with this person, but it doesn't seem he has a maturity level to understand having an adult conversation because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He thinks what he's doing is just perfectly fine and hunky-dory and all the world is great. You know, he doesn't seem to have a problem with it. So you can't make a blind man see. Leave before the paranoia, distrust, and self-sabotaging thoughts start coming into your life when in fact you don't deserve that. You have every right to be bothered by this. You have every right to feel some type of way. And I would say to every woman out there, from this penguin to others like her, do not be afraid to ever bring this up to your partner. Don't make it feel like you are ashamed to bring it up because you don't want to look like the jealous girlfriend or I want to look like it, like it doesn't bother me, like I'm confident enough. Don't do that to yourself. You're thinking the way a guy wants you to think. All right, think that it's a confidence issue. Think that there's something wrong with you. And of course, if there's some confidence issues that you need to work on, that's between you and yourself. Or you work on that with you. You don't need him to fucking point that shit out for you. You're very aware of what you're not confident in and what you need to work on those things. We're all very aware of our own insecurities and the things that bother us from top down, inside out, right? So who gives a shit about you looking like the jealous girlfriend? Rather that you look like the jealous girlfriend to be in a relationship that's healthy, rather than, not that jealousy is healthy in a relationship, relationship. But I'm just saying that if you're afraid of looking like the quote unquote jealous girlfriend, rather that you be that than somebody sitting silent and swallowing something that's deeply bothering you, that you're only going to grow paranoia, distrust, and a lot of resentment with. That's not a healthy relationship. It's not a healthy relationship when someone dismisses your feelings. It's not a healthy relationship when someone tells you it's not a big deal. And just because your partner doesn't see that as a big deal doesn't mean you have to join forces with them. You are your own person with your own mind, your own feelings. Okay, trust them, Luke Skywalker. But let me tell you what is a big deal. It's a big deal when your partner does not have eyes only for you, because they're straying on every other person that they can swipe and scroll through on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or whatever the fuck else is out there. That is a big deal, and it should be a make it or break it for a relationship. That is it for this week's episode of Girl Talk Real Talk. If you would like your question answered next week's episode, please make sure you're following me on Instagram at expiredandfabulous.com. Well, I was going to say .com. It's expired and fabulous. I'll link it in the description box below. And also please make sure to turn on your post notifications while you're there, because then you'll get notified when it's time to ask your Hard Truth Tuesday question. And then maybe your question will be answered next week. Also, if you're dealing with insecurities and trying to get back your self-love, please make sure you check out my Heartbreak Guide. It's an audiobook titled From Broken to Fabulous, which helps you go through your broken stage, whether that's in the regards of an intimate relationship ending, but we're broken from a great many things. It could be by family, the loss of a job, loss of someone that you love, or a pet. Many things break us, and I feel like it helps a lot with rebuilding your confidence and finding your identity again. So if you are interested in that, I'm currently running a promotion. It was a little bit late for Valentine's Day, but I have all that in the description box below. I have that in the description box below, so make sure that you check that out and get yourself fabulous. All right. Also, if you know a friend who needs the hard truth or needs to hear this particular episode, please make sure to share it with them so you can spread the love and end the fuckery. Yes. All right, guys, until next week, stay flirty, stay fearless, but most importantly, stay fabulous.